If you're a parent who wants to learn tools, tips, and strategies to become a better parent and to teach your kids life skills and connect with them on a deeper level, then you've come to the right place. Hi, I'm Kate Godfrey, and welcome to the Authenticate podcast, where we'll discuss all things parenting, from boundaries to boredom, discipline to disrespect, and pretty much everything in between. I'm excited to support, encourage, and challenge you no matter where you are in your parenting journey and share mine with you along the way. Let's get started. Happy November, friends. I can't believe that it's November and there's only 2 months left of the year. The year for me, I don't know about you, but the year for me has flown by. Work has been busy. Just everything's been busy. I don't know if you feel the same way, but I can't believe we are around the corner from Thanksgiving and Christmas and then we're heading into 2024. It's crazy. But anyway, I hope you guys are doing well. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode. I'm super excited for today's topic, what our kids don't know will hurt them. And yes, you heard me right, it will hurt them. And I'm going to explain to you why. This is a topic that Nate gets very passionate about, but we are both passionate about it, especially because we were house parents and we had a lot of the hard conversations or the uncomfortable conversations about uncomfortable and hard topics with our high school girls. So we are well versed in having those conversations, and we certainly don't shy away from having those same conversations with our own two girls. But obviously, as parents, you want to do it delicately. You want to use wisdom and discernment and be age appropriate, all the things. So I'm going to just dive in. This is not going to be a long episode. So first of all, it's so important that we share with our kids things that are important to us, maybe as individuals, as a family unit, whether that be your beliefs, whether that's religious or I should say spiritual, maybe political, maybe, you know, you're talking about, maybe it has nothing to do with politics necessarily. I'm not talking in Republican or Democrat, but moral issues that are important to you, that are important to your family, things that you want to instill, that you want to impart to your children. It is so, so, so important to share with them what our values are, share with them morals and things of that sort. Yes, when they grow up, maybe they'll pick and choose what they want. Maybe they won't agree with you on certain things as they grow up. And you know, that's okay. They're going to form their own opinions. They're going to form possibly their own worldview. But you know, a lot of what you teach your kids now, they probably will end up having a very similar worldview to yours. We're not trying to make them mini-me's or robots, obviously. But you know, as parents, as a family unit, you want to teach your children and pass down things that are important to you because you were probably taught those things from your parents, or maybe you weren't taught those things. And because you weren't taught those things, you know how important those things are to you now. Maybe you've taken away a lot of things that are important to you or developed those things as you've matured and grown over the years and maybe even in your own parenting. And you want to pass those things down to your kids. So that is a question for each of you to answer out there. What is important to you? What do you want to pass down to your kids? And maybe you already know the answer to these questions and maybe you're already doing this. And maybe this episode will get you to think a little bit, like, what really is important to me? What morals do I want to pass down to my kids? What values are important for my kids to have? What do I want them to have? What kind of character do I want to teach them? And all those sorts of things. So we don't want to shy away from not sharing important things with them or even discussing certain topics with them, because that can actually be more harmful to them than helpful. And that may sound a little crazy to you, but it really can. And I'm talking about topics like, yes, sex and drugs and relationships and even things about how to respectfully argue with someone, how they can respectfully advocate for themselves with you, teachers, other people in their lives, and stand up for themselves, but do it in a good way. There's just good ways to do all of those things. And it's so important not to avoid those topics, because if we are not the ones telling our kids, somebody on the bus or somebody at school is going to tell them, or maybe a teacher is going to tell them something that we inherently disagree with. And we don't want our kids believing that or knowing that information, because we can't validate that information or how much or how it was delivered or how much of that information is correct. We also don't want our kids, I hope you feel the same way, we don't want our kids learning about the world and about these important topics through social media, whether that's movies or video games or music or any of the thousands and millions of apps that they could possibly have or get access to. We need to be the ones stepping up and we need to be the ones telling them and informing them of what we want them to know and the information we want to share with them, when we want to share it, and how we want to share it. Now, obviously, I already mentioned this, but we must, as parents, use wisdom and discernment with what, when, and how much to share. It's so important, obviously, to be age appropriate when we're sharing with our kids. However, don't shy away from answering their questions or sharing information. Maybe they're not always going to ask that question, but there may be a time your kid, you know, you notice that they're at this certain maturity level, or you've noticed, you know, their character has changed and they're really just maturing and you want them to know certain things. You think it's time and you have a conversation. You sit down with your kids together or by yourself and you say, hey, there's something I really wanted to talk to you about. And whatever that thing is, you inform them. They will probably start coming up with questions then and you can start answering them. And again, you can answer those questions age appropriately. And maybe you're going to answer just part of that question for now and say, well, I can answer part of this, but as you get older, I'll tell you a little bit more when I think you're old enough to handle it or mature enough to handle it. You don't need to know all of this right now, but I can tell you this part of it. So don't shy away from sharing those things when you feel they're ready or when they're coming to you asking questions, because our kids are curious. They're going to hear things at school. They're going to hear things from social media. They're constantly going to be taking in things from all sorts of places. And if they have a question and they're coming to you with a question, that should make you feel really proud because they are coming to you. They're not going to someone else asking the question. And then you get to tell them the honest answer, the age-appropriate answer, and you get to choose how much you want to share on that topic. And then also, let me see. We don't want to send our kids out into the world guessing. We want to equip them with knowledge. We want to equip them with wisdom. And they, as they grow, they will learn wisdom. But we want to equip them with knowledge about these topics, whatever those topics should be, so they are not going out into the world naive, caught off guard, blindsided. We don't want them to be, you know, made fun of because they were the only kid who wasn't told about these things in any sort of way. We need to make sure that they know, and again, that they're hearing it from us. So we need to be having those open, honest, age-appropriate conversations with them. We need to be available and willing to answer their questions. And most importantly, we need to make sure that we get out of our own way, because sometimes we don't want to share with our kids about the topics of sex or drugs or possibly relationships, even tough topics if you're someone who's divorced and you're listening to this and you haven't really addressed that with your kids. Maybe, you know, at some point when you are comfortable, share, you know, age appropriately, the details of that. It doesn't have to get dirty or nasty or anything like that, but you can share appropriately about that and why that didn't work out. This is a great teaching opportunity to teach your kids about relationships and arguing well and all the other things that I've mentioned previously in this episode and other places. That's so important for them to learn. I just highly encourage you not to shy away from the topics, not only because maybe you don't think your kids can handle it or it's not necessarily time for them, but because you yourself are uncomfortable talking about it. A lot of parents don't want to talk to their kids about sex because they don't know how to talk to their kids about sex. They don't know how to broach the subject, or they themselves are uncomfortable answering their kids' questions about sex. But we have to be the ones, again, to step up and talk to our kids about the tough things. They need to be hearing it from us, and they need to be hearing our opinions on it. And you can also say, hey, we can, you know, research this together, look up this together. Hey, let's read this book together, or, you know, you read this chapter and then come back to me and we can discuss it. You can do it however you want. And yes, some of the things are uncomfortable. But we need, again, to be the ones doing it, because if we don't tell them, someone else will, and we don't know who or what that someone else will be. And we don't want our kids surprised by information that we did not equip them with. We don't want them going out into the world blind or deaf to things that they really should be knowing about, especially, you know, as they're getting older and they're getting closer to going out on their own and becoming adults. We need to be equipping them with that information. So I hope this encourages you. This, I don't know, it's maybe it's a mini episode or whatever. Hopefully all of that made sense to you. I certainly don't want you to feel judged in any way. There is no judgment in this podcast. If there are certain topics you absolutely cannot talk to your kids about, or absolutely don't feel comfortable talking to your kids about, then maybe you don't do it, but maybe your partner can do it. Maybe a very trusted friend can do it. Maybe another trusted adult in your life can do it. Maybe someone in your church community that you trust if you are not comfortable with that specific topic. But I encourage you to try to just get to the point where you are comfortable, broach it sensitively, and take your time with it. Again, you don't have to overload your kids on something and give them the entire dictionary's worth on a topic, or the encyclopedia's worth on a certain topic. You can go little by little as they grow. And again, do it as they are maturing and as it is age appropriate, when you think it's age appropriate for them to know, and age appropriately answer their questions. You don't have to tell them everything. Answer the questions they have. You don't necessarily have to go deeper and answer questions they don't have unless you feel that they can handle that. So again, you're the parent. You know your kids best, and you know what they can handle and what they can't handle. But I encourage you to just, if there's some of these topics that are uncomfortable for you, try to get comfortable with it so you can equip your kids with this knowledge, with the wisdom, and even the discernment. You can teach your kids how to be discerning in the information you're giving, and you can ask them questions and say, so what do you think about what I shared? What do you think you would do in this situation? Or if your friend said this to you, after we've had this conversation, after I told you this, if your friend said this to you, what do you think you would say now? Would your answer be different than before we talked about this? And see what they say. You might be surprised. And maybe, you know, this is also really building trust with your kids, because they are going to be like, you know, at first maybe I'll be uncomfortable about the topic, like, oh, I don't really want to talk about this, or think it's silly or weird or maybe gross. But I just encourage you to say, hey, I just want you to know this because, and you can give your reasons why, and say, you can come to me at any time with questions that you have. I am here for you. We, as your parents, are here for you. We want you to know that we will always be honest with you about it. And you can come to us anytime with questions. It is an honor if your kids are coming to you with questions. That means they're not avoiding you. They're not going to their friends. They're not just going to social media to find out most likely inaccurate information. Or parts of the information you didn't want them to know at this particular time. I think that hopefully makes sense. If you have questions on this, please reach out to me. I hope this episode was helpful to you and encouraging to you to just step out, talk about a lot of these important things with your kids as you feel comfortable, as they are maturing, and as you feel it is age appropriate to do so. That's it for now. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode or feel like this episode would help somebody, family, friends, somebody, just please share it. And I would love it if you would rate and review the episode and or the show. This helps me to reach more parents out there. It is truly an honor for me to share things that I have learned in my parenting, professional and personal parenting journey with you. I'm continuing, you know, on my parenting journey as well. I'm right there with you. So I certainly don't have all the answers, but I have learned a lot, and I'm so appreciative that you are listening and allowing me to share it with you. So if you get a chance, rate and review, I'd appreciate it so much, because I want to reach as many parents as possible. I hope you guys have a great day whenever you're listening to this, and I will catch you next week. Thanks so much.